Thanks for tuning in to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast, where we talk about your body, how it moves, and empowering you with the knowledge to manage and treat your pain or discomfort. You will also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at a successful private practice. You have the questions, and we have the answers. Now let's get moving.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Matt.
And your co-host, Allie.
Thanks for joining us today. We are here to save you some money.
I love when we save people money. I love saving money. I think everybody likes to save a little money.
I mean, let's face it, you know, inflation's up, times are tight. So we are going to give you ways you can save some dollars. So
how can PT do that?
Well, it's pretty cool. On September 27th, 2023, so not quite a month yet, right off, hot off the presses, there was a landmark study released. We have a professional organization, the American Physical Therapy Association, and they commissioned a study to be done to see, like, hey, what kind of impact does physical therapy make, and are we saving money? So,
could you imagine the repercussions if they found out that it wasn't saving people money?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's always the risk when you ask a scientific question. Yeah. Is you could be wrong. But
luckily,
fortunately, there were kind of eight conditions that really led the way in roles and ways that physical therapists can save money for the healthcare system overall, which basically translates to these eight conditions are treated well with physical therapy, should get physical therapy.
Oh, okay.
And using physical therapy for these eight conditions is probably going to save not only the consumer, the patients, but the healthcare companies, the insurance companies, the healthcare system overall.
Wow.
Money.
So we're just out here cool for thing. Everybody.
That's right. So I'll have Allie share this article so you guys can all see it.
Link in description.
But there's different dollar amounts, and I'll kind of talk about those different dollar amounts a little bit. And I'll go through the different conditions here, and we can kind of talk a little bit through them each. But
sounds good.
Before we do, it's important to know.
Oh, here we go again.
That you have direct access to Oxford Physical Therapy. So if one of these conditions sounds like something you might have or someone you know might have, first step, refer them for a physical therapy evaluation straight to Oxford Physical Therapy. We'll take a look. And we can start them saving money, getting better today. That's the important thing, is how do we get patients better, not only saving money for the healthcare system, but realizing that direct access gets you right to treatment right away.
And, so, you know, with the time and the money that you're saving, you can go on vacation.
That's right.
Go get your nails done, you know, all the things that you can do.
Yeah.
But if you're not in one of these eight conditions, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't seek physical therapy first.
No, it doesn't mean we can't do physical therapy for it. These were just the kind of eight that really rose to the top. And we're like, hey, because these eight are kind of hot buttons in healthcare right now. So they're trying to figure out, like, how do we treat these conditions? And maybe physical therapy would be one of the treatments for it.
The road to success, and we're giving you the path.
Yeah. So the first one would be knee osteoarthritis. So arthritis in your knee. If you have, you know, pain and arthritis in your knee, physical therapy intervention is going to help. And how does it help? Well, we've talked before, you know, some patients end up getting a knee replacement. But there's a lot of path on the road before that. Mm-hmm. So
we have a lot of episodes on knee replacements and
yeah,
these types of things. So do you have to have a diagnosis for this before you come seek physical therapy?
No, that's what we can do as an evaluation. I'm just listing the diagnoses in case people have been given these or heard about these.
Okay.
But you know, osteoarthritis in the knee is basically wear and tear of the knee joint.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're developing knee pain, if you're developing knee stiffness, physical therapy as early as possible in the process is going to help the condition and help save you money in the long run from decreasing the debilitation that you get from that problem.
Nice.
One common thing, and this isn't often thought of with physical therapy, but it's carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh.
So people talk about numbness, tingling in their hand, mm-hmm, difficulty gripping, pain in their forearm, you know, those sort of things when they're typing or doing repetitive gripping. Well, physical therapy is actually one of the best benefits from a cost standpoint for treatment. So, you know, on an average, with people with carpal tunnel that did physical therapy, they saved $39,000.
Holy moly.
Almost $40,000 for carpal tunnel syndrome. So, I mean, that's one of the biggest ones because I think a lot of people chase other treatments, you know, that might not be as efficacious as physical therapy.
That's a new word.
Yeah.
Efficacious.
So
I'm putting that down right now.
Carpal tunnel, numbness, carpal tingling, tunnel. Pain.
That's
in
running
the hands,
rampant
gripping.
These days too.
It is.
I'm only saying that because I also think I might be on the pathway to having it. Thank you,
Allie
iPhone.
Really just works here for the treatment. She doesn't get a paycheck. We just take care of her ailments.
Just help me.
But no, anyway, carpal tunnel syndrome, definitely physical therapy is an effective cost-saving treatment.
That's good to know.
One that we have spent a lot of time talking about on the podcast, different methods and things that we treat, is low back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Low
Got
back
that
pain's,
too.
You know, one of the eight conditions that's been proven to save money through physical therapy treatment. And again, I think a lot of people are searching for a solution. So people are spending a lot of time and money looking at what do I do for back pain? Well, here's an answer: physical therapy.
Interesting, because you know, there's a lot of these. I wouldn't say influencers, but like just social media things that you find. And I feel like back pain's a big one that I see. Maybe it's just targeted toward me, but there are all these like chiropractors or, you know, people on social media that claim that they know what they're doing and that doing all these stretches, things that you can do at home. And these people are getting the wrong idea. And then they come in probably injured because they did this really crazy stretch that they saw on social media. So I say start physical therapy first, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the study says you're going to save $4,100 if you use physical therapy to treat your back
big
pain.
Big savings, big
you
savings.
Know, as opposed to other things. So just trying to put it into dollars
the
and
dollar
cents.
Dollar amounts, I like that.
Yeah. Stress urinary incontinence. So we talk about our pelvic floor program, both for men and women. And again, it always kind of frustrates me a little bit that they're developing better products for undergarments, pads for people to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well,
how about you fix?
Let's
you're
fix
putting,
the problem.
Yeah, the Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, let's fix the problem. Yeah. And again, a lot of money being thrown at it. But $10,000 on average is what, you know, physical therapy can save the healthcare system if people were using it for treating the stress urinary incontinence.
Yeah, you see those famous actors on the commercials, you might think you can get them. But if they went to physical therapy, they could have gotten rid of the issue.
Right.
Interesting.
Tennis elbow. This is a pain on the outside of the elbow. It's also called lateral epicondylitis. Mm-hmm. You don't have to play tennis to get it. It's anything that involves gripping, repetitive use of your wrist and elbow. So maybe like hammering or painting, anything out on the,
how can,
you know,
tennis
gets
that. It then?
It's named tennis because it's really prevalent in tennis because people, or any racket sport, because people that do racket sports have a quick transition from one motion to the other direction when they're swinging the racket. So they're overusing those muscles and they develop this particular type of tendonitis. It's called tennis elbow on the outside of the elbow and golfer's elbow on the inside of the elbow. But tennis elbow is a condition, one of the eight that's been, you know, just recently shown, save money through physical therapy.
Did they give you a dollar amount?
I do not have a dollar amount in the study. I'm sure we could probably look deep in the weeds, but I'm going to say it's close to
$1
million.
$1
million? No, I'm just teasing. It's probably a lot, but anyway, it is effective. The other condition is vascular claudication. So this is like when sometimes you'll get effects of blood flow down to the muscles, typically from your spine. So it's often accompanied with a condition like spinal stenosis. Other conditions can cause that. But physical therapy aims to improve flexibility and increase the blood flow. And so that can be beneficial.
Okay.
Falls prevention. You know, a lot of people have a small fall or a small slip and they think, oh, wow, I got lucky. I didn't do any damage or I just got a bruise.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden they just go back to normal and boom, they have a big fall and break a hip or a pelvis or some kind of bigger injury.
And they probably think that they just need a babysitter at all times, but really.
Right. So the key here is falls prevention. Prevention. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're able to mitigate and lessen injury and also save costs, because we would much rather keep the patient or individual from falling than go in and have them have to have surgery and everything else. So If you or someone you know is having issues, we talk a lot about balance.
Mm-hmm.
And we
I was
going
to ask if
dizziness.
It had anything to do with vestibular.
Yeah, it can. It definitely can. So vestibular can be tied into that, but it doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. People can have difficulty balancing and walking without having dizziness or vestibular issues. As we age, we typically take a little bit shorter step. We shuffle a little bit more. We tend to not have as good a balance. So if you or someone you love is starting to experience these effects, getting them into physical therapy can treat the prevention and keep this from getting worse and treat them from having a fall, which is really, you know, going to save. And then cancer rehabilitation. So that's kind of a general, you know, treatment category, but we participate in that treatment process anywhere along the phase. You know, there may be people that have surgery, like maybe a mastectomy, and they have a lot of, maybe they had some radiation and had surgery for a breast removal or tumor removal, and we might see them for physical therapy for their shoulder to okay. work on mobility and strength. We might see somebody either post or during radiation or chemo that's struggling with endurance, okay. struggling with strength, you know, those sort of things. Or after that treatment has concluded, they maybe need to rebuild that strength. We might see people during cancer treatment for swelling, which is called lymphedema. Uh-huh. You know, so there's a, it's a very broad topic.
Yeah.
But again, if you're getting cancer treatment or you know someone getting cancer treatment, you should probably have physical therapy involved in that process. Because, again, we can help with some of the side effects from the treatment, from the surgery, or the cancer, and helping things get back to normal and maximizing function during the process.
Does radiation and chemotherapy cause atrophy itself, or is it just...
tissue damage, okay. atrophy, causes problems with flexibility. All those are associated, you know, particularly more with radiation than chemo, but all tissue damage and... you know, just changing the tissue to where it needs, you know, rehab, basically.
Interesting. Well, that's good to know. I like that not all of them are so obvious.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, as they combed all the different, you know, issues out there, it has a pretty far-reaching effect. Mm-hmm. And if you look, gosh, all the different things physical therapy can do and can treat, you know, basically when in doubt, try some physical therapy because it's going to treat a lot of different conditions.
I thought you were going to rhyme right there.
I
think that the list that was given is not too broad, but still kind of explains or exemplifies the treatments that we also offer as niche services as well.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, we try to cover the areas, you know, where we feel like the need is. And I think that this article kind of highlights that those needs are, you know, really also an economic value to the healthcare system.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening. You can find us online at oxfordphysicaltherapy.com, and you can also find us on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Remember, you do not need a doctor's referral to receive physical therapy in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, where we offer double the care for less than half the cost. You can schedule appointments online or stop into any center for a free screen, what we like to call a bee visit. Please write a review, send us a comment or message on our social media platforms, and until next time, keep it moving!